So we're going to start making some rules. Rule number one. Rule number one. This is not ABC News. Okay.
Walter Cronkite.
This is not Walter Cronkite. This is not an interview. This is us talking to each other. Okay. We're not trying to teach anybody anything. We're fellowshipping.
Excuse me. Is this a union? I have an objection.
Do I have to pay dues?
You already done broke. I done broke three union rules.
Yeah.
Already.
Safety.
Equipment
violations.
Equipment violations.
Yeah.
What was that? I don't have a food handling card.
Yeah.
You don't have a food handling card.
And you talk back to the boss.
And then
the foreman.
Right.
Clipboard manager.
Had no
we're in
business
trouble.
At all. Like, yeah. I broke three.
Do you want some PPE equipment too?
Yes.
Need some protective equipment?
I need some non-slip shoes.
How have we not done this for so long? How have we not just...
I don't know.
It's just life just been that busy for us.
Well, it was a crazy summer. Yeah.
I got a job.
Right.
You got out of a job.
I'm still doing the same old job. No news to report here.
How we not? This is awesome. I mean... It's amazing. I'm glad we're doing this. I'm glad that you said something, because I didn't. I was gonna head home, but this is great. Because when we done this before, mm-hmm. we grew. I grew.
Yeah,
true. I grew. I'm yeah. right now. I'm way better than what I was when we first started this podcast. Physically. Mentally,
hey now,
spiritually.
Yeah, but I don't think that has anything to do with the podcast. You made a lot of life choices,
right? Because I listen to the podcast. I listen to what it says.
No, I really think it's cathartic. Yeah,
I believe in what we're saying and what we do. We may not agree on everything that she says, but I listen to what she.
Wow,
says.
Wow, the misogyny is stifling. And with that, I digress into my corner of nothingness.
Right. Hey, you're the one who walked into the patriarchy house, okay? I have a sign out there that says, warning, entering the patriarchy.
I'm sorry for the listeners today. I'm sorry. This is not for you guys. This is so much... I mean, I really do appreciate you too. Because
you get the pent up angst, you just want to get it off your shoulders.
We have literally, I don't know how we've not done this in so long, but I know because of life and things happen. But I really do. Your opinion is important. I mean, we were talking about you this morning, and
Jennifer's opinion is important. That's why I always wanted to include her in this.
Right, and it was just
who's that? No, I'm just kidding.
Do you want to? Do you need like a pen name or something?
Okay.
Giggles.
Oh man.
Giggles is coming in hot. No, I'm just joking.
Right. This is so much. It's so.
I'm sorry. I make too many jokes.
No landing gear. Nothing.
Good thing we don't have video, because this would be wild.
Yeah,
it'd be too wild. Well, it'd be too wild. People like, who are those people? Right. They're crazy.
Yeah. Does that guy ever like clean his house?
No.
Yes, he
no,
does.
Somebody
no,
somebody else does.
Somebody else does it. Right, exactly.
Giggles?
I got good help.
That is awesome.
That's the key to life, is getting so awesome. Good help.
You know, life is so great. Life is so good. My life.
Yeah, when you're winning.
But aren't we not winning every day?
Right.
Every day I win.
I know somebody who wasn't winning
every day. Do we? Yes. Let's talk about. Oh yeah. Oh, so want to talk about that. I so want to talk about that. So today we went to a place. Mm-hmm. I wanted to treat him to lunch, and we went up to this place, and it's a place where. They got the food all. I don't want to say the name.
Yeah.
And the different food, and you tell, hey, I want this, I want that. And usually it's great. Mm-hmm. Never having a problem. Apparently, this young lady had an attitude. She's having a bad day.
Oh, boy.
So I go, yes, I want rice. And I said, so, and she's just slopping stuff on the...
Yeah, she was slinging it.
She's just slinging. I said, hey, slow down. I said, slow down. We're not in a rush. Well, what do you want now? I said, hold on. I said, can you just, like, can we, like, slow down and let me, like, think about what I want here? And,
can you chill out?
And, yeah. Oh, man, she lost it. She lost it.
No. I'm really gonna give a hint. I'm not gonna say the place either, but I'm gonna give a hint. He asked for double guac, and yes, she's like, "That is double guac."
Oh man, illustrated to the, it was loud. She tucked the spoon in. Boom, yeah. That's double guac.
What did the manager come?
Oh no, and that was because I know the managers. The two ladies, I don't know which one. They're like twins. I don't know which one's the head manager, but they're always. I mean, they're very like nice and very, and they weren't around. They were never, they were not around.
You know what the worst part of this whole escapade was?
What?
I had to order after him.
Oh.
I was this old white guy.
You know what? I'm such a non-confrontational person.
Yes.
I would have went to the car and been like, we got to go somewhere
else. Oh, you should have seen his face. His face was priceless. Yeah. He handled it well.
Yeah.
He handled it well.
I had to.
Because I literally, once she said something about... And I'm not a man. I'm a woman.
He called her sir.
I said sir.
It was one of those situations where it was like
she said something. I said yes sir. I said yes sir.
Yeah, that threw it. That really tipped the scales.
I'm not a man. I'm a woman.
Yeah,
and
that kind of tipped the scales.
And she turned once she said that and turned her back and went over. I thought she was gonna quit. I thought she went. She was gonna leave.
You made someone from the pronoun brigade mad. Oh, it's over.
So for me, it was over. It was for me.
Yeah.
I was over, but it wasn't over because guess who? I had to wait for him. Oh. I'm there sitting at the cafeteria.
Did you watch her extra close so she didn't spit in your food?
You couldn't.
Well, you watched to make your food.
That's why we go. That's why I love going there. Because the food is right there.
Yeah, you watch them make your food.
You know, they make the food in front of you. So there's no, like, I'm going to spit
no
on
no sketchiness going on.
Well, that has to happen. And you can even see them making that sometime.
So what was the ending of the story? She was just mad, served your food, and that was it?
You know, I think that after I talked through my order, because I was, like, really soft and... You know, it's like, what kind of ride, you know, what do you want this? And I said, oh, I'd like a little bit of this, please. Or, do you mind if I can have this? Yeah, exactly. He knows I'm not lying.
What did you
he
guys
knows
do?
I'm not lying.
Like, roll
I was
swap
like,
today?
Dude, I'm telling you
what?
Roll swap. Stop.
Yes,
don't
did.
Even. Don't yes, do that. Don't do that.
No, listen.
Yes.
That is not fair.
If I would have
so right.
not fair. I am not an angry white guy.
If I would have had to peg anyone to be patient, it wouldn't have been you.
You are so right.
Wait,
the roles were reversed.
Wait, if someone hadn't told me the character, like who was who, I would have said it was you, and he was the nice one after.
Wow.
That is so
I would have been like, Hayes would have told
that
him, look, give me my double guac. I paid for it.
But it wasn't.
Thank you.
It wasn't that I was happy. I was happy at her because she put my rice and my brown rice together so nicely that I was like, oh, man, this is great. I got someone who knows they're doing. Well, they thought they knew what they were doing, too, and they proceeded to tell me that. And it was like, why are we doing that? I said, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Just slow down.
Well, I think there was two major things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One... You told her to slow down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was in her groove. I'm not saying she was right,
mm-hmm.
but she was in her groove, mm-hmm. okay? She was she was just, this the way I roll,
right.
you know?
Right, this is
now, I'm not saying that's right.
No,
I'm just saying she was in
a
groove.
Yes, she was.
And then two, you misgendered her.
Yeah.
And then you also said that there was a guy in front of us.
Yes,
I didn't catch
the
that.
The guy in front of us.
That had already kind of increased her stress level.
Right, because he was
trying
to get
And then it
more.
Really went off the deep end when you mentioned the guac. Because, I mean, she went in there and he said, I want double guac. She gets in there and she gets this huge scoop of guac.
Yes.
I mean, it was huge.
It was huge.
Dumps it on his salad, right? And then he's like, well, I want a double guac. And she sticks that spoon in the thing. And she said, this is a regular spoonful. And slams it back into the can.
No, she put it on there.
She did?
Yeah, she slammed it on the
So she did twice.
Yeah, she slammed it on the deal. She said, this is how you do double guac. And then she put it on there. I was like, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So she gave me, like, triple guac.
Oh, man.
What is this?
So
like
then
the,
she... So the then,
bootleg version
oh,
of...
Oh, wow.
What it was
I'm watching this thing happen, man. And I'm like, I gotta...
Right I can imagine his eyes.
Oh, you said it's... Right. And the whole deal, I'm thinking... What is going on? Why is this so dramatic right now? Like, in my mind, I think she's really having a bad day.
Yeah.
She's really. Not one time was I thinking, like.
I mean, that or sometimes people are just mean.
No.
It's a possibility.
No, she was a very pretty lady. She wasn't.
That's like, why you thought she was a guy?
Well, yeah. I thought she was a woman. I did. I just. I was trying to, like, you know
boy,
I
boy, you
I
messed up, dude.
You
come
know
on.
How I get that.
No.
I know that vibe.
You know what?
You thought it was that she wanted to be recognized as a guy vibe?
No, I was trying to get that, like, yes, ma'am, maybe, yes, sir. It came out, yes, sir. And I was trying to, like, disarm her.
You were doomed from the
Wait.
Beginning.
Right, but I was trying to disarm her. And
yeah,
I'm sorry,
that worked.
No, that's happened to me before. When I was a teenager, I worked at a movie theater. Mm-hmm. Someone was like so irate. I forgot. It's been years, so I don't remember what it was about. So I was trying to be like really cordial and really nice. And I called the lady a sir.
Right.
And she was
right.
like, get me your man. So I literally slid down on the ticket desk. I grabbed the phone. And I was like, I think his name was Max. I was like, Max, can you come down here? He was like, babe, what's wrong? Not like that. He was just like, he was older and we were like his kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, someone's really mad at me. Max was like, oh my gosh, Jennifer, I'll be down there in a second.
Right,
I was like,
right.
Max, no, right yeah, now.
Yeah.
She was
you
so
know,
mad.
That's so this is what makes it so crazy is you know how I am. I'm very like, okay, I'm sorry. You know, let's have fun. It
You're the diffuser.
I am.
Right. If there's a bomb and a lighter.
He had to defuse the situation.
Yeah.
That's what
wow.
made it so awkward that he had to defuse the situation.
But that's good, though.
Wow.
We all need to operate in different facets. That does not.
You guys
want
to like strap me to the back of the car and drag me around
that
town
was not
a few miles?
To be an insult, I promise.
No, that wasn't an insult. That was just true. That's just how it rolls most of the time.
Yeah,
is
sometimes
we,
God will make
so let
the
me get this straight.
Person
so,
aggressive.
Okay, so I'm the angry old white guy. And that's just
well,
and
it is the house of patriarchy.
The house of patriarchy, right?
That's what we call it. And it was just
leave your misandry at the door.
I mean, just the fact that you disarmed her and the other people behind
she
you.
Did
was
calm
happy.
Down. She did
the,
calm down.
The other people behind you was happy. They were happy.
Were they?
They were happy because you disarmed her, though.
You.
I was trying, but I messed up by calling her, saying yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir.
It happened by accident.
It was a trifecta.
It was a trifecta.
It was the guy in front was upset. Mm-hmm. You asked her to slow down.
Yes.
You misgendered her, and then once that guac happened, man, she just lost it. She lost it,
How
dude.
How dare you, McCree?
I mean, she literally was like slinging that spoon, man. Like a ninja, dude.
And the whole deal was, I left him a tip. I left him a good tip.
Yeah, and I even threw some cash in there, man, because
like,
I was afraid.
I was not.
Take it back. Reverse. Reverse Uno card.
I mean, I wasn't even like, oh, you need to be fired, or let me see the manager. I was, you know what came to my mind? Thinking, man, that's a lot of guapac on there.
Then why did you ask her for more?
Because I'm so used to them doing, you know,
two
like
scoops.
She said, she'll go, doom, one, doom, two.
Yeah.
She went.
Oh, she heaved it on her. She did. That was not
so
like
I
even
was,
two scoops. That
I
was like,
it
was like three and a half scoops.
You messed me up. Like, I'm like, she messed me up because I'm trying to like process everything. I'm like, what did I? What is wrong?
You with lost it at the misgendering what is, period. What is, that's all.
What is wrong with?
So you. So what you're saying is you're not passive aggressive, because you could have just dealt with whatever guac she put on there, but you had to say, "I need extra." This is.
First of all, this place that we go to, my wife and I go maybe two or three times a week.
Yeah, but not this one.
No, we go, bro. We've left the church on Sunday morning and tried Sunday night and try to get over there before it closes.
Okay.
They do a. We love it. There's, I mean, there's not one time ever gone where it was like, oh man, this is sorry. It's always been great. So when. So I was just thrown off by the whole attitude. I was like,
all I could think of was, I'll never be allowed back here again. They're going to treat me like Starbucks treats me. I'm like, sir, we can't serve you here, sir.
But
you
didn't do anything.
But that's what the whole deal. Sad. He was a super nice person about everything.
But you know what? Sometimes we do get into situations where you have to be contrary to what, how we like normally are.
Right.
And that's sketchy.
Would you guys please stop?
No,
come
not
on.
You.
Would you?
No, not.
I am a nice guy.
Yes, you are.
I'm a that's nice not, guy. I'm a big cuddly teddy bear.
That's not
come
what
on.
I was saying. I was saying because you know what a
sometimes,
whip,
Brother
what a
Hayes,
whip
you
I am.
Just need to take it down a notch.
Yes.
Not one notch. Yes. Not two notches.
Oh, and also,
I wasn't.
You need a Percocet, dude.
And also, we went in there. We was already.
It's too late now.
We was having a good time. We walked into the place having.
Oh, that was also part of the triggering. That was also part of the triggering. I mean, he came in there and he was like laughing.
He was having. Well, it was. We had a good day.
Yeah.
I mean, we would. You know what? We got so wrapped up in that like 10 seconds. We went
to see somebody. That
and
was
if we
good
had
too.
Not been there 10 seconds early, we'd have missed him.
Yeah.
We'd have totally missed him.
Oh,
everything
wow.
that we had done up to that point had put us there at that moment at the right time.
So nobody knows who we're talking about anyways.
Right.
But yeah, we went to go visit Helen. We were going to go. We went over to Helen's apartment.
Right.
Yeah.
And if we had been 10 seconds later... We'd have missed her. She was standing outside waiting for someone to pick her up and take her to the doctor.
Right.
Wow.
10 seconds. I'm telling you, they pulled up behind us.
They pulled up behind us.
Yeah.
Right. As soon as we pulled up.
I said, if we had got caught at a light, if we'd have just got caught at a light, we would have never seen her and never known it.
We went to see that guy. Went to see that guy.
Mark?
Yeah. He wants to come in the Sunday morning. And it was like the conversation just ended.
Yeah.
It's like, boom.
I'm coming tomorrow.
Okay.
Pick me up. Bye.
Oh,
that wasn't quite that abrupt, but
it was like
just a quick visit.
There
right?
was no conversation.
I was like, okay,
no trying to butter the bread,
then,
you
we
know.
Gotta leave then. We're leaving. And
yep.
It was like,
you're coming. Yeah. Okay, that's a done deal. Don't mess it up.
And just if we'd have
stalled there for like 20 or 30 seconds, we would have never saw her.
If I would have went into the well, what about why do you come what are you doing? You know, we could
have made chit chat.
It wouldn't
have wasn't
it
even
wouldn't
necessary.
Happen. Wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because we was there 5 seconds. I don't know.
It
didn't take long.
Because we came, so we were going down. Now, this is details I don't want to give away, but we're going down the main strip where she lives.
Yeah.
And you know how you have to do that U-E to come back around? So we had come like around that U-E. We were going down that track and behind the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
To her, because her apartment's way at the end of and I saw someone standing at the end of the road by where her parking lot is, and I said, "Is that Helen?"
Right.
And Chris is like, "I don't think that's Helen." I was like, "No, I think that's Helen."
Right.
And we pulled up alongside her, and sure enough, you know, "Oh, hey, Helen, we were just coming to see you."
Yeah.
She says, "Well, it's sad because I'm leaving right now." And as soon as she said that, the car, I looked in my mirror, and there was a car behind me waiting for her.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so if we'd have just spent 30 seconds talking to somebody or got caught at a light or whatever it was, that meeting would have never happened.
Matter of fact, and the fact that you remember how to go and turn around and not, you know, instead of saying, well, do I need to do this? The fact that the way you went
was very direct. Yeah.
Words direct.
Yeah.
It was good. But I don't know how we got to that, but I'm saying
where we are supposed to be.
We are where we're supposed to be. There you go.
Yeah, if we're obedient, right?
If we're obedient, and that's the part of being obedient. Sometimes it don't feel right. Oh, is this where I'm supposed to be? Is this where I'm supposed to be doing? Yeah. There's nothing moving. Nothing's happening. Why? It's not happening the way I want it to happen. Yeah. But just, we never know. I could have got an attitude with the lady. I could have went.
Oh,
wow.
I could have
went
in
there and said, hey, I want to see your manager. You don't talk to me like that. I'm the paying customer. And then my point, it was over. I was like,
your meal.
And I'm being honest. It's like, man, there's a lot of guac on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was.
There's a lot of guac on
there. She about just dunked that whole bowl into the thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
And you ate it all.
And you all did eat it all. Man. I did it. And the lady kept, the cashier, she was like,
The whole store was like, just like, okay, what's about to happen?
Oh, yeah.
Because she could have gone postal, man.
Can sense the vibe.
They were all looking at it. She was like,
yeah, everyone was like just eyes bulging. Like,
it reminds me of the term emotional management.
But, you know, it all.
We respond to things the way we want to. Yeah. And I didn't feel like I didn't feel put out. I felt bad that I called her, that I said, sir, instead of me. That was the only part that I felt bad about. But yeah. I didn't feel like, I mean, it wasn't like I was trying to tell her what to do. I was trying to let her know, hey, slow down.
It was a perfect storm. It was just a perfect storm.
I mean, she was just, well, what do you want? I said, I know what I want. Just can you slow down? And she didn't want to hear that. She didn't want to.
No.
Oh, you know, but I don't know, and you need to tell me You need to tell me right now because I don't want to have time to slow down.
She was a time bomb waiting to go off.
She was in. Yeah. She went off too.
Yeah.
She went off, but afterwards, I don't think she. It was pretty quiet after that. That was several customers came to. That was a lot of people piled in there after we.
Yeah, well, after but we when I ordered, to. I was ordering like that guy from like. Carradine from Kung Fu. No, Carradine from Kung Fu. Yes, sir. Yes, I. No problem, sir. With no violence. We don't want any violence.
He was so soft.
May I please have some rice, please?
Aww.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you. May I have some beans? That's fine. Those are fine beans. What kind of meat do I want? I would love to have some pork. Pork looks really good right now. Do you want queso? Yes, please. Can I have queso? You're so kind.
I'll take whatever you can give without throwing it at me.
Right.
Yes.
That reminds me of a story of my grandma. My grandma, they had a farm, right? So she had 12 kids of her own, and she adopted two. Wow. So the farmhands.
Well, we know what they did when they were bored.
Right. Wow.
When you had a farm, you had kids because you needed farmhands. That's the way it was.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
80 years ago.
Free
so.
Hired help.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, it was hay hauling season in the summer. And so the guys were coming in at different times for their meals. You know, they would come in staggered. Right. And my Uncle Evan, he was the last one. And my grandma had pulled everything out, you know, it probably 8 different times for 8 different guys. And Uncle Evan rolls in there. This is not enough. And my grandma was hot enough. And my grandma was like, are you kidding me? Whoa. So she just heated it up a little bit more. She had no patience left, but she tried.
Whoa.
And then he said something about milk. I want more milk. She got the whole thing and poured it over his head. She goes, did you have enough now?
Oh, wow. See, and that is why I didn't know what that young lady was going through. I'm glad that I didn't, you know.
I really think what it was like, it was a miss. She was, you know, first off, there was that.
The dude before me.
Well, there was that, but there was that, what would you call it? That foul play where you had misgendered her. And
but I didn't do that until
I understand the third strike.
That was like strike three. That
okay.
was like strike three.
But
I think that was not the fourth strike or the first.
Yeah, and I think what also kind of lent to it was that you were already high energy when you came in.
Yeah, I was.
You were high energy when you came in, and your energy met her energy. It was energy on energy, right?
Right.
And so she was already. You could just tell by the way she was serving.
She was irritated.
She was high energy. She was just in her thing. Doom, 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 boom, 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 boom. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not saying that it was right because I even agreed too. Because like the way she was serving,
just slopping it together.
Well, it was aggressive. I don't know if it's slopping. It was aggressive. It was just a very aggressive way that she was dealing with it. Right.
Yeah.
So she was just this high energy, aggressive. Right. Like, and I think that in her heart, she probably was just like, I just want to do my work as efficiently and as I can, you know, and move customers through the line. I don't think there was any ill will at first.
Right.
But when she met his energy, it was like, you know, it was like two opposite poles. It was just.
So are you saying that you had to practice defusing?
Yes. And I felt like I was on the bomb squad, man. I felt like I was on the bomb squad. I was like,
cut the purple. No.
Bro, no, not the white. Not that
it's
purple.
It's the white.
Oh, I mean, he did well.
Yeah, exactly. It was definitely the white.
He was definitely
definitely the white guy.
And for the record, that's not what I meant.
Sure wasn't.
And you really did defuse it very well because she didn't, I mean.
She did get a lot easier after she filled my order.
She
right?
didn't do
it was it whole, was a. It was a true experience of a soft answer turns away wrath.
Yeah.
It was it was so. It was so like that.
We had to get there. You go.
Okay.
There
I
you
had
go.
To make it spiritual.
No. That's good.
That's the way it is.
A soft answer
turns away wrath. Yeah.
That's it.
She just needed something to kind of calm her down.
Again,
you know,
it could have escalated. It could have been. It could have been ugly.
You could have said double meat.
That's not double meat. Is that what you call double meat? Get the scale out.
Quadruple it now, or I'm calling the boss. Stop.
Get the scale out.
Oh my god!
You have a bigger bowl.
and it was. You couldn't put a cap on that bowl. She had put so much guac on there. You could, even if I could.
Bro, I was surprised you finished that. I was so surprised you finished that whole salad.
At the end of the day, you got what you paid for.
Bro, man.
And more. I got more than what I paid for.
So not only were you.
That salad could have fed. That salad could have fed 10 Chinamen. Telling you, dude, that thing was off the hook.
I don't eat like that, but it was so good. I couldn't stop eating. It really was good.
You liked your hate salad.
I know.
Next time you go in here, can I get another hate salad?
Where's that girl at? Can she come make my...
Nah, I don't want you here. Where's the redhead?
Where's the redhead? Where's she at?
Can you get that redhead?
Can you get her to come
on? I want a hate salad.
Yes. Because she...
Salad.
It was
she
really
slung
good.
It
was really good. I mean, the fortune
was just
it was really good. It was,
so
I ate all of it.
You both got an opportunity to exercise your Christianity today. You got blessed. And he
I'm
got
so glad that you're learning something in this, Brother Hayes. I'm so glad.
And you got to exercise bomb defusal.
Did you answer?
Do
you feel
away
you grew a little bit today, Brother Hayes? Did you grow a little bit?
I won't say
that.
Did you? Well, what lesson did you learn today, Brother Hayes?
My point in saying that was we are where we're supposed to be, which is so true.
I've seen you drive, Brother Hayes. I know you got anger issues.
Oh man. Oh man.
No, seriously. This week,
I mean, it could have been worse. But it was like, he just, I don't know what he said to her, but she's, you could feel her calming down because the people behind her, they were like, they were probably praying like, oh my goodness, who let this black guy in this place? Who let this black guy in this place? He has stirred up.
Oh my gosh.
This is why we elected a white man.
Oh, don't do that. I saw a video yesterday, I think. And this lady was being interviewed by a man on the street somewhere, some TikTok thing. And She said, yeah, I normally vote Democrat, but this year I said, I don't even like Trump. He's a narcissist. He's crazy. She said, but you know, my dad told me something and it really struck me. He said that he had to get surgery, right? And his dad was like interviewing these surgeons to get surgery for him. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm going to pick the most narcissistic, over the top surgeon because I want the job done right. And he says, I know that if they're proud and egotistical, they're not going to want to do a sloppy job. They're going to do a really good job. And she said, our nation needs help right now. And I know that this guy is like, over the top, loud or whatever, but I know he'll get the job done.
I go even further than that. There's a radio station out here, and these other people before that, they're very liberal. They're very. They, and matter of fact,
dude, we're on the left coast.
Trump. They hated Trump.
Yeah.
They said, just the other day, and because I flipped them on right before the other guy comes on that I like. They're both like right in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, but I like that because they dog both sides because you kind of get both sides. So, and she said, well, I really hope he'll be successful. You know, I really think that, you know, I'm thinking.
Where'd that come from?
What in the world did that come from?
Yeah.
But they knew. They knew what was there. They went around. Yeah. They just went along with it because everybody else is going along with it. Oh, okay, this is a person we got to get behind. Oh, do you know who she is? Right. Do you know what she does? No, nobody could really say what she does.
Vote blue no matter who.
There you go. But you know... And I thought he made a mistake when he said, when he didn't, what's they do when they talked?
Debate
again. I thought he made a mistake. No. But he was smart.
Uh-huh.
Because on the surface, she's likable. She's this beautiful. They have her looking all, you know, who's going to talk bad about a beautiful woman? Nobody's going to accept that.
Well, I'll do it. Right.
you can get away with that.
Right.
But
you're not a white old guy. Right? Angry white old guy.
And that's what he avoided. That's what, by not debating her again, he avoided that. They could not say that because you know how they was going to make it. I mean, they made it look bad the first time. They was going to make it look horrible the second time.
Oh, yeah.
But. Again, I'm going to tell you like one, that's a bad joke. I'm not going to tell that joke.
There's strategy to everything. There's strategy to everything.
It's a racist joke. I was going to tell a racist joke.
There's strategy to everything, even in politics. And that's why they have people called strategists that are on the campaign. And they spin everything and they try to make the best moves.
I don't disagree with that, but... Along with that, I think there's been, now I really believe there's just been some divine
absolutely.
Help along the way.
You're crazy.
I mean, like that bullet missing his head by a fraction of an inch.
I was just going to say, I knew he won.
The fact that they found that dude in the bushes that was going to shoot him.
The fact that man is still alive.
The fact that they convicted him of a felon for bookkeeping.
That man strike three That's three strikes. He should be out. He shouldn't even be president.
And that dude should not remember, be president. When I was a kid, when I was like maybe eight or nine or ten or something, they had this toy. They had this balloon that you could get. You blow this balloon up, and in the bottom of the balloon was sand. Mm-hmm. And this thing was shaped like a bowling pin. Mm-hmm. And you could punch that thing. It was, yeah. looked like a clown. Yeah. You could punch it, and it'd always stand back up.
Weeble wobbles
were those little egg-shaped toys.
But this was a big one, though.
This was a big balloon.
Right.
I don't know what it was called.
I think it's the same name. It was whatever. just a bigger version.
But you could punch that thing, and it would just get back up. Punch it, get back up. That's the way he was. He was like, he just keep getting back up. And there's a lot of things to learn from that.
But that's just, again, I really believe it may, I don't know if it's the downfall of America, but I feel like it's another chance for, there's enough people still in America who love God.
Yeah.
Who has God's favor. Because we were heading straight down anti-Christian
Boulevard.
Road. We were flying down that road. Like
the underlying tone that I kept getting when I was thinking about this, because I kept this thought kept coming back to me about Ahithophel. Ahithophel was the counsel for was David's son's Absalom.
Absalom
was trying to take over the kingdom, and he took like one of David's greatest counsels, Ahithophel. He was this very intelligent man, very wise. And I think it was Abiathar the priest. I don't remember which one of them prayed. He said, confound the wisdom of Ahithophel, because this dude was smart.
That's why David told him to go back.
Thwart the wisdom of Ahithophel.
Right.
And Absalom leaned on, I don't want to mix stories up, but I think he was like leaning on the counsel of some young people or whatever. I don't know if
that's a different story.
Different story. Okay, he kept undermining his wisdom.
Right.
And I think that was kind of similar to what happened, because like they would like, oh, we're going to convict you of a felon. And then like all these people come out of the woodworks, you know, like these people that are rappers and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh yeah, he's a thug now. Oh, he's one of us.
Right.
You know, it's like all these things kept backfiring on them, It's like, that was so divine of like how they thought would destroy him turned into his favor.
So you quoted that scripture earlier about a soft answer.
Turns around.
If you notice, his tone kind of changed.
Yeah, the Duke got shot at.
And just the way he answered people was softer.
Yeah.
It was softer.
Yeah.
It was. No, I'm not saying that he became. He's still arrogant.
He's still Trump.
But his answers were softer. It was softer. Uh-huh. And it goes back to. You know, you can do that bully, but nobody wants to really listen to that stuff.
Mm-mm.
And she came off more like, I've seen different interviews and that was enough. But there was no humbleness about her. She didn't get there. She didn't even know what she was doing half the time.
When they asked her, is there anything that you would change? And she said nothing.
Nothing.
When like 3/4 of the nation is so broke they can't afford groceries and rent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Exhibit A.
Right, because of the fact that she expected her people to elect her because of who she was. You're wrong. I mean, they even said, if you don't vote for her, you're not black. You're not black.
You know what's one of the biggest surprises from this election?
Y'all about to say it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We're not thinking the same thing. You go first.
No, go ahead.
The humbling of Barack Obama. Because he went out and he stomped
the black man.
And he shamed black men, like literally just full on.
Come on.
And in his.
You are going where I was going.
In his. Where he thought he was, right? In our country, in the political landscape, he thought that he yielded so much power.
But you know what happened?
It was not effective.
You know why it wasn't effective? It's the same way to all us black people. She reminds us of that crazy auntie when we grew up as black women, black guys. You couldn't go to her house. Get home. What are you doing? Why are you doing like that? And then you get the uncle comes in. He just doubled down on no black. That's why the black men went like, we ain't voting for her.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with aunties like that. Yeah. They were just, you do what I say. Don't do what I do. They go out. They do whatever they want to do. But mm-hmm. then they, you know, I have one auntie. She was, but the other one, they'll curse you out. My auntie mm-hmm. would curse you out mm-hmm. right in public. And then you better, hey, shut up and sit down. Well, you just curse me out.
Yeah.
It's the same. And then Barack Obama's coming up and telling mm-hmm. us, oh, and I don't want to say anything bad about the vice president. I mean, the former president.
Of course.
But he's just, you know, that's gone. Yeah. That's, he came up, he had an idea for change. And everybody, because mm-hmm. nobody knew who he was. Change.
He did give us change.
Right, right.
We had dollar bills, now we got change.
So a lot of black men are getting educated, and they're thinking, no, we did pretty good on the Trump.
Yeah.
We did pretty good on the Trump. We was making money.
That's really, I think that's really the biggest thing. It was a perfect storm, no doubt. It was mm-hmm. a perfect storm. It was just so many factors that kind of led into it. But I think the whopper was like, you know, when you would watch CNN and they'd have these interviews with these erudite, you know, elitist people in the news saying things like, you know, they're paying attention to such petty things like the price of eggs and gas. And it's like, dude, that's, you are so disconnected from reality.
Yes.
You know, when you have to make a choice between, you know, getting the dessert that you like or filling up your gas tank.
Can we talk about the celebrities?
Oh.
Now, they all got in a row and just endorsed one after the other.
You could, because they got paid
And they were all humbled and realized they don't have any substance. Sway.
Oh, that too.
They, you know, their pride was destroyed too.
Right.
They thought that they could move election needles. And it turns out that's not what
they
moves
can move
people.
Their beyonds.
That's really good the whole thing. They can't relate to us. They can't. No. Celebrities and all those people, they walk into the store and say, hey, I want that. They don't look at
bro,
they
don't
even
walk
go
into
to the
no
store. They send their assistant. You know what?
I get my foie gras from Walmart. Yeah, whatever.
They haven't been in a store probably since the first portion of their career, right? Multimillionaires, almost billionaires. Yeah, right. They have assistants that go grocery shopping. They don't put gas in a vehicle. No. They don't even drive a vehicle. They have drivers.
Eminem doesn't eat mom's spaghetti anymore.
No,
that's
he
good.
Doesn't.
That's good. I like that. That's really good. That was good. But
it's crazy.
It's a disconnect. There was a disconnect.
Yeah.
They had a better chance of winning with, I hate to say it, they had a better chance of winning
Joe
with
Biden.
Joe Biden than they
totally
did.
They
had a better.
Totally
they
did.
They had
the
a
unexpected
better,
happy
but
person
they
of this.
They themselves on that one. They set him up.
Dude,
they
the best
him
part
up.
Of the whole story of this election was Joe Biden's smile when Donald Trump came. Did you see him? I've never seen him happier. He was like, what's up, Donald? Welcome back.
Are you serious? I did not see that.
He had the biggest, most genuine smile.
Right. They threw that dude under the bus.
They did throw him under the bus.
Joe Rogan said, no one can convince me otherwise. Joe Biden voted for Donald Trump.
And he put on one of those red hats.
He did. And he took it with him.
Really?
Yeah. He took on a MAGA hat.
They're putting a red hat on.
He was at a...
They do Joe under the bus. I don't... Yeah. I'm not even... You can't convince me otherwise.
He was at a fire station in Pennsylvania. And there was a union worker there. and he had a Trump hat on, and the union guys were like, come on, Joe, for old time's sake, just put it on. And they were just harassing him. So he's like, all right. He put it on. Then he posed for the photo, and he took it with him.
Joe was not happy being thrown to the side.
No.
Even though he's not mentally competent,
yeah,
it was his to give away. They forced him out.
They totally forced him.
They forced him. No, what man?
I tell you, it's a perfect storm. Even it's a perfect storm.
I don't care. I don't care what it is. No man that's a man wants to be forced to do anything.
Yeah, give me the dignity of doing it myself. They didn't do that.
They didn't give him that at all. They embarrassed him.
Yeah.
Before the world.
Yep, yeah, they sure did.
Before the world.
They always eat their own, though.
Not the nation, the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, he embarrassed himself.
Yeah,
because he should have never did it in the first place.
But, sis, I understand that. But this is what I'm getting. He's your man. You cover for him. They were supposed to be his armor bearer. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to protect him. They're supposed to be there, regardless if he's capable of doing it or not. They threw him on the bus.
Yeah.
Like, look how crazy he is. Really?
Even Jean-Pierre can do that.
That's why. Oh, that's funny.
Have you ever seen him look so happy?
Oh, a picture of Trump and Biden sitting in the White House. After... calls.
I don't have anything on mine.
My phone is set to do not disturb. So.
It wasn't ringing. I just looked down and I said, that's important.
That's good. That's
If I don't answer
again,
that.
This is for us.
Yes.
Although I may edit out stuff and put it up online just for the whatever. But at the end of the day, this whole thing is for us. It's not really for anybody else.
It does.
And it should never, ever become anything other than that.
No. If it does. But I said something earlier about it really has helped me. I go back. I listen. Listen to how I respond to you.
Uh-huh.
I listen how you respond to me. And I go, oh, I can better that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I can do better. I don't have to be that away. I don't have to settle for just that.
Maybe somebody should have had like a camera on me when I was at Chipotle. Okay, you see how you did this?
Oh,
this is the way you need to live every day.
I'm never gonna live this down.
You're not, because you're right. You was on it. Was on it.
Did you see that
one guy?
I saw another.
Okay?
I saw another video where this guy like went in. He got angry at somebody at a gas station and went really mad and got some kind of criminal charges against him that were bad.
Goodness.
And funny thing was, he was on his way to an anger management class. He was on his way. If he just went to the class first, maybe. Maybe.
Yes.
He could have avoided this whole thing, and now he's got a felony charge against him.
No.
I don't remember what he did. He hit somebody or got in fist cuffs with someone.
That's hilarious.
Like he was
the
just,
irony
he was,
of that whole he situation.
Was 10, he yes, was 10 minutes yes. away from success.
He imagined the judge. Where were you on your way to, sir? Anger management.
Right. I hit court-appointed anger management class. Well, now you can take it in prison.
Oh, it's very sad.
Bet you won't miss it then.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that
no.
is so hilarious. But anyway, getting back to throwing Joe under the bus, they did not. That's why.
But I was just telling Jennifer, it was his last hurrah. That was his last hurrah of getting even with everybody.
Mm.
Right? That's why he had that smirk on his face. Mm. Oh, yeah, I'm nobody. Sure
right.
I am.
Right.
I can't do nothing.
Right.
And I
believe he believes it.
It was his last hurrah. I wouldn't be surprised if he made a deal with Trump to protect him and his son.
I was surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't.
I was really surprised.
What does Trump care about
nothing.
Biden and his son, his coke? Smoking
he
son.
He doesn't.
He don't care.
And I wouldn't be shocked if he did give them you know, say, hey.
Some deal.
Because he did it with Clinton.
Yeah.
He did it with Clinton.
Because from the beginning.
Hillary? Yeah. All that junk that was going on when they were, you know.
Yeah, he was like, I throw her in jail thing. He didn't throw her in jail.
He didn't throw her in jail. That was just him.
She belonged in prison.
But she belonged. Because she broke the rules, though. She did broke the law. But did he go after her? No. But he's a businessman.
He's a businessman.
He is a businessman.
When it comes to the end of the day, he's going to make the deal that gets him the best.
And he's not a politician.
He's not. That's what makes. That's why he gets stuff done.
He's not a politician. Yeah. And already, there's a change. He's not even been in.
He's not even in office yet.
There's already a change.
Change across the world.
There's already a change
across the world.
There's already a change.
I think it demonstrates the importance of a strong America.
Yeah, Gaza's like yeah, we're gonna stop now.
Yeah, we don't let you do enough.
Putin's like, you know, we need to talk about this whole conflict.
You know what
here.
I saw? Zelensky this morning in a press conference at...
probably had the most pouty face you could imagine.
No, he said he's not going to go to the negotiating table and he doesn't care if it's the United States. Well, and Elon Musk said he's got a good sense of humor, doesn't he?
Right.
Like, what are you saying now?
What is Musk... gonna do in this? Is he gonna be part of the administration?
Doge,
Department of Government Efficiency.
Are you
him?
Serious? Yeah. So they're creating a new governmental department called DOGE.
Serious? So they created.
Are you serious?
Yes. Trump gave him 2 years.
No,
it has to be delivered by 2026.
Are you?
And they're
serious?
Gonna audit every single bureaucracy that comes out of Washington where they send money. Yes, they are.
Oh, and they better double. They need to double his security.
That's not it. That's not it. It's all transparent because they're going to upload all the records of where the taxpayer dollars are going on their page on Twitter. And the people are going to say, do you want this? Do you want this? We're going to have a say in where our taxpayer dollars are going.
That's crazy.
So talk about a biblical freak out. You should see the talking heads. Right.
That is crazy.
They wanted democracy.
Because that is crazy.
Yeah.
Because you're asking for something America people have not. You're talking about accountability.
That we pay out.
How many people... We've gotten away from accountability in this country.
Yeah, we're soft.
We don't hold people accountable for their actions anymore.
We're soft.
And you know, that's crazy. If he can get away with it, it'd be great. But he's asking for...
As long as
you talking about he got death threats. You think he got death threats before? He's going to really get... Because nobody wants to be... I want to hold you accountable, but don't hold me accountable. That's the way it is. Let's not look into him because they look into him. You may want to look into me.
This is going to, if what we're seeing right now and his cabinet gets approved, which he can do recess appointments even if they don't want them to and they'll be good for 2 years, it's going to be like the wild, wild west in Washington. I mean, you have people in the Justice Department already talking about they're going to quit. If Matt Gaetz gets in there.
Yeah, okay. I heard about it.
Go home.
Right.
Yeah,
they're completely horrified at RFK Jr. getting in at HHS. I mean, they're talking about mass walkouts.
They don't want to be accountable.
But did you see the stock market? Pharma crashed they announced RFK. the pharmaceutical company.
Those dudes are like roaches, bro. They turned the lights on.
It's crazy.
You better make sure your golden parachute's prepared.
Delete that. Delete that. Right. Yeah. Delete that.
I told my dad, I said, they have the industrial size shredders at every department in Washington right now.
They have to, yes.
And I was like, Dad, they have the assistants carrying piles of paperwork out, setting them on fire in the North Lawn.
We're having a bonfire tonight.
Yeah.
Burn it all.
Right. Like a scene from a Bourne Identity movie.
Isn't that top no, secret really material yeah. right there? Well, you don't see nothing. You don't see nothing.
Cleanse the room.
Don't see nothing, say nothing, hear right. nothing.
What's that word they use in those spy movies? Mm. Not clean the room. What is it?
Burn a room?
No, it's something to sanitize.
Sanitize
the room.
Hey, I have a relative that was part of a government, or used to be part of a, and it's real. He had to leave under cover of darkness and disappear. That's how afraid he was.
Yeah, the government's scary.
They came one day.
Yeah.
And what made him leave was he was staying in this apartment complex. And all the lights went out on the just in the apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got the chills. And I'm scared.
In the ramshack, his room.
Yeah.
His apartment.
Yeah.
He called me. I said, "Man, you leave." Yeah. That's all I got to say. You need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about? I said, "Leave."
Mm-hmm.
You know. I thought about this. I was like, if I was ever in a situation where I like had control of information that was damaging or whatever, I would like put it in some kind of encrypted digital box somewhere digitally.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have a deal where if I didn't like report once a week
mm-hmm.
with a special passcode,
mm-hmm.
that it would just get released to the public immediately.
Right.
It's like you don't want to kill me.
Don't want
to
kill
because
me.
If I die, that box is going to get released to every news agency. Right. It's going to YouTube video is going to pop up.
Right.
Everything. It's going to get on Reddit, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You name it.
Well, Trump back in 2015, he went out against the security. You know. The National Security Agency, so FBI and all that. Mm-hmm. And they were like, he was saying that the CIA, the FBI, and all those agencies, they have way too much power. And because they made that FISA court ruling after 9/11. Anyway, basically, they can spy on you and as an American citizen, and you never know.
That's crazy, yeah.
And so he said that. And so Chuck Schumer, he went on.
They listen to us every day.
Chuck Schumer went on.
We put it in our pockets.
He went on like an ABC interview that Sunday, right? Some NBC, ABC. And he laughed and he goes, I heard what Trump said. He goes, if there's people that you don't want on your bad side, it's the intelligence agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see the last 9 years that have.
They purposely came out to him because, again, he promises to drain the swamp.
Yeah.
He promised that.
I hope he does.
And he's going to do that again. And those people, it's great. It's great when you are part of something and you're getting your part and you're getting fed. It's all good until the lights come on. The roaches are around. They're having a party. Nobody's saying anything because you don't see nothing. But when those lights come on.
Well, there's a lot of state secrets that he knows now. And even about the Kennedy thing, which he only released part of it about JFK.
Oh.
He wouldn't release the second half at the behest of who? Mike Pompeo, the one who was orchestrating murders of CIA assets that leaked information. Like, we're getting into crazy stuff. Okay,
so I think we're approaching the end of 1 hour.
I want to go back.
Of the show when the UFOs show up.
Right. I want to go back to. I don't want to let this end with our conspiracy because we all have. But I want to go back to the quote: "Soft answers turneth wrath. Because that's so good.
Yeah.
That's so, I mean, just that illustration today of the way
sure
that you handled.
Sure the world wasn't going to chew her out,
you,
man.
With
that
the way that
man,
you handled chewed. That and disarmed that situation. Could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
But you did well.
Grace of God.
Again, we will. We got to do this more often. Because the last time we talked, I wasn't doing too well.
You know, I'm gonna have a parting word too. I have a parting word too, because I was watching a video about the body of Moses. You know, we were talking about the body of Moses and how God hid the body of Moses so that they couldn't dig him up and worship him.
Right.
The devil tried to get it.
So, when he disobeyed God, when Moses disobeyed God at the rock, he smoked a rock, right? And not that I'm not trying to put words in God's mouth by any means, but this guy brought out a really good point. He said that the words that came from Moses were something like this. Must we, you know, always, you know, give you some way out or whatever? Must we always? And I think the biggest error was that he said we. He didn't say God. He didn't say God. He said we. And so God was like,
"Oh,
okay.
You really gonna do that to me?
It was the grace of God,
bro.
That's what God was doing. And we get so accustomed to the grace of God around us that we start thinking that it's us whatever.
Really,
and it's like, no,
you really gonna do this to me? The last podcast. That's what I was going through. God's showing me, hey, this is me. This is me.
Right.
I just need you to obey me. I don't need you to do anything. I just need you to obey me. Because this is not about you. This is about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we do.
And if we take the glory away from God, that is the place where God is like, I can't help you now. I can't help you now.
It's so true.
Because I don't give my glory to anybody.
Does not.
I don't give my glory to anyone.
He's going to share it with us, though. That's all.
Yeah.
He's already
promised.
But
you're going to have to always remember where it stems from.
Exactly. But he's promised to share it with us.
Yeah. Even Jesus had to do the kenosis. The kenosis, the emptying of himself to become dependent
by
on God.
By suffering.
When he learned obedience. Yeah.
By suffering.
Yeah. He had it's that doctrinal term, kenosis. He had to empty himself of his divinity, and that made him humble.
Yeah, right.
That made him humble.
He couldn't be.
He could have been proud. He goes, I'm the son of God. I can do whatever I want.
Right. He's kind of not robbery.
With
God.
I'm part of the Godhead. I'm just as powerful.
I'm showing you how to serve the Father. I'm showing you how you should have a relationship with the Father.
I'm going to set the example for you. Yeah. And then people have the audacity to say, well, God's just mean and he's tough and God that you serve's got too many rules.
I got to go.
Bro, I'm telling you, you got to go. I'm telling you, man.
I got to go.
All right.
You
want to say anything?
I got to go.
No.
Goodbye.
That was a good ending.
Bye.